Good afternoon, planet Earth. Good afternoon to the weirdos hunting in the dark. Good afternoon to the stragglers in the park. Good afternoon to the street urchins of old, like it's some novel. Like it's Dickensian, and it's, you know, you're out there like a ragamuffin begging for beans, never to be seen by the creatures of the darkness, because their eyes only peer backwards. Because it is June the 20th, 2026, and it's right around 2:30 p.m., on this fine Saturday, and I have food, I have water, I have shelter, I have time. Time to think, time to live on the brink, time to iron out all of my kinks. And I can't tell you if the Strait of Hormuz is open. I can't tell you if the Strait of Hormuz is closed. I can't tell you if Iran is open. I can't tell you if Iran is closed. Somebody's open for business. Probably the Chevron. Or the Arco. Or the Texaco. They're open down the street, Union 76. Go to that AM PM. Get yourself rotisserie, dog. Bring yourself back to life. Don't give your money to strangers. Strangers are going to kill you. Don't give your money to strangers. They live in the woods. They count every day. Don't give your money to strangers. They're out there watching you. They're watching you and your cats. They're watching you every day. Don't give your money to strangers who live far away. With success, don't assume you learned anything. You won today. You got the gold medal. You're going to go down to the bar and meet Mindy Sue, because you feel so true in your victory, your greatness. With success, don't assume you learned one fucking thing. Every time you win, you really lose by not knowing. It's only through failure and falling apart that you learn how to build yourself back a little bit stronger. But I don't have anything else to report, really. Yeah, I couldn't tell you if the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed. I'm not sure. If you were to consult the most brilliant minds in physics, like quantum mechanics, and said, listen, you guys are smarty pants. Is the Strait of Hormuz open? Is the Strait of Hormuz closed? Could it be open and closed at the same time? Like, what if there was never a Big Bang? What if there was never a Big Bang? That the universe has always been here with a lot of other universes in a big, big super universe. And periodically, these universes bounce into each other. And planets, they take a trip, like they slip. They slip through the membrane separating one universe from another universe. And all of a sudden, you're living on Earth and you're drinking your fucking soda and you're eating your French fry. But you're no longer in the same universe you were in just a moment ago, because your universe was in a head-on collision with another universe. And no, nobody exchanges insurance cards. We're so, so very sorry. Not sorry. Not sorry. We're the universes. We don't care. We just don't fucking care, baby. So you're riding along in this world and you say everything's fine. Everything's normal. You got a normal life and lots of normal things you do. And that's awesome because it feels so fine. But then another universe slams into ours and all of a sudden you're not here any longer. You're a little fleck of broken glass, a little chip of paint. You're the little piece that was left behind in the other vehicle. Both the other universes keep rolling along, but you ain't gonna be where you used to be. You're just a little bit of damage left behind on the road, probably in the other vehicle. And you don't know. You don't know. You don't know that in the great maelstrom of existence, that all that there is something and nothing. And beyond the realm of infinite probability, there is simply a giant realm of just absolutely nothing. In this place, the band Creed is on tour all the fucking time in the realm of nothing, beyond the outer realm. Beyond the cage, there is only a silent rage. So if you could find yourself a physicist and say, is the Strait of Hormuz open or is it closed? Is it open? Maybe it's closed. Open your mouth. Let me stick a hot dog in. Is it open or closed? Can I take a picture and post it to Facebook? Like it's the year 2010, and I'm so doing it like I'm a cool person, posting my personal shit to the cyberspace. Yeah, you could do that too. Tell me if you could find one motherfucking physicist who could tell you if the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed, is it? Is light a wave or a particle? Well, Dan, it depends on how you observe it. Well, that's the answer. If you observe the issue of Iran in terms of pragmatic reality, yes, there's been an uptick in inflation, but not the amount you'd expect given the repercussions of the situation, especially the fact that the petrodollar, as we know it, is more or less over. People may not want to admit it yet, but it's over. If you can't force people to buy oil with dollars, that subsidy is gone. And that might be the only subsidy that keeps the dollar working. Which means you take away that and some other sources of cash, and the dollar just doesn't work. And then you start printing a lot of it, and it just doesn't buy as much as it used to. Not like it buys a lot now, but imagine how much less it could buy. Imagine that. So there's stuff about this that doesn't really add up yet. It's kind of like the COVID in a way, you know? There were people I spoke with. Some of them are trusted sources. Some of them may not be at this point. I'll be honest with you. I think I've run into a few dead ends since 2020 and really 2019, and I'm not sure how else to phrase it, you know? I don't think I'm special, but do I think there are people out there whose job it is in life to sort of mess with people? Sure. And who knows why? Maybe they get paid by guys like the Goat King. Maybe it's a Fed thing. Maybe I just no longer care. But during the COVID, you know, there was stuff that never added up where I lived near so many major hospitals. It never quite added up. It never made sense. Especially when the summer hit and they had the protesters up and down 12th Avenue, blocking primary road traffic to every major emergency room in Seattle just did not make sense. And when you realize that the little bicycle teams pretending to be Antifa were really Seattle bike cops carrying Glocks, well, you know, then you know it's street theater and the show must go on. So is the Strait of Hormuz open or closed? I would love for someone to build a time machine in the year 2047 and to send me a message right now, a text message. If you're listening to this, you, again, it's 2047. Send me a text message about today. Is the Strait of Hormuz open? You should know by then. But if we are dealing with a catastrophe where two universes collided, and maybe the people at CERN triggered it, like maybe that's what happened. They picked the wrong boson on the wrong day and paired it up with the wrong Higgs, and that was just a wrong kind of Higgs boson event. And sure, you know, but you think about the hubris of something like the God particle. I mean, baked into that are levels of hubris that make one blush, even if you're building a Tower of Babel. The God particle. But Dan, I know, science says so. Science says so. Science has told us that it knows everything. It's got the answer to everything. We have the answer, and it's science, and maybe that's the case. I don't really think that's the case. I used to. I used to be a true believer. In a sense, I mean, I didn't lack any skepticism, but I tended to leave it at the door to some extent, especially when it came to the sacrosanct things, the things that you could not question, the taboo subjects, like, for example, the Apollo program. For a long time, the Apollo program was a lot like the Holocaust. You don't talk about it, even if it sounds sketchy. Like, even if you're a teenager and you're listening to these stories over and over again, and it's starting to not add up, you don't talk about it because you don't want to look like you're crazy. And so landing people on the moon is a lot like the Holocaust. You can't ask questions about it. If you ask questions, all of a sudden you look like a monster. You can't question that we went to the moon, ever. You know, or that a few weeks ago, more of these astronauts went around the moon in a big elliptical orbit, they say, and came back to Earth. And all of this could be true. The Strait of Hormuz could be open, it could be closed. If you ask me, it looks like a lot of bullshit. And the thing I get concerned about is my own paranoia, that there is a darker truth they're hiding, that all of this is orchestrated noise. It's noise and nonsense and trauma with one primary purpose, and that is to keep people so baffled and confused that they cannot see what's going on over their very heads every single fucking day. And yes, I believe they're geoengineering. And why they're doing it? Well, that's the 25 trillion gazillion dollar question. It could be it's a Band-Aid. It's a fentanyl patch. It could be that something is happening with the climate. And it might not be the end of the world, but it could be so catastrophic that when it kicks off, a lot of people are probably going to go bye-bye. Not everybody. Certainly not the people at the safe zone in Antarctica. Yep, the safe zone people in Antarctica, they've got all the porn and all the whiskey. That must be the life. But it does seem a little bit spooky out there as far as reality goes. And I don't, you know I ranted about this yesterday when I was talking about Kotokushi. And Kotokushi was worth talking about because it's a thing that's probably going to happen to me. It's going to happen to a lot of people. There won't be anybody there. You're just going to be in some empty room someplace. Or maybe you're just the next in line at the slaughterhouse. Walking down the line, waiting for the piston, waiting to become taco meat. But Dan, that's not a future. I know. Not a nice one. But it might be a true one. You might find yourself being hunted in a jungle, scantily clad. It ain't so bad. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, I should just... I don't know. It's weird. I can't tell you. I wish I could tell you if the Strait of Hormuz was open or closed. It could be open. It could be closed. If there was a 1-900, right? Because that's the one you have to pay for, right? And they take your credit card. Or can they auto-charge? Can they auto-charge still? I thought that turned out to be a scam. Which, it kind of is a scam. You should never auto-charge anybody, but... Didn't they used to be like, if you called the 900 number, your phone company would auto-charge you? Because there were all of these creepy 900 numbers back in the 80s and 90s. You know, 1-900-FREAK. Call up 1-900-FREAK. I'll say something crazy to you for, like, I don't know, $5 a minute. Yeah, $5 a minute. I mean, it racks up. The point is, after 10 minutes, you're $50 into some type of horrific affair. Something terrible. Probably involving sketchy Mormons, right? Yeah. No, that's not right to blame the Mormons. I think there was never a time in world history where blaming the Mormons didn't make more sense than now. I'm kidding. We have the Danish to blame. I blame the Danish. They're the main issue with the whole Strait of Hormuz. Didn't they invent quantum physics? Fucking Danes. Killing cats. That's the thing. They kill a lot of cats, okay? If you want to think about this full circle shit, Kotokushi, man. The lonely death is to be eaten by cats. And who's famous for killing cats? The Danish people. And they got all this nonsense going about parallel realities with all their bullshit. They gave Marvel Comics everything. Fuck Marvel. Fuck the Marvel movies, okay? Can you just accept it? Please accept it. Strait of Hormuz open? Is the Strait of Hormuz closed? Strait of Hormuz, are you open or closed? And I don't know, is it open or closed? Is it open or closed? You know, maybe it's a lot like Boston Market, because I remember Boston Market going bankrupt one of its times as a result of the dot-com bubble bursting. It's like, Boston Market's going out of business. And, oh, no way. Boston Market out of business forever. Well, not forever. Because they got purchased, you know, they went into that kind of special bankruptcy that only Donald Trump's an expert at. And they got purchased and they got revivified and you know, injection molded other types of garbage. And they produced more of their famous brittle style steaks or whatever, mixed griddles. What were they famous for? Mashed potatoes and meatloaf, some type of biscuit. I don't know. Why did people go to Boston Market? You know why? Because they were lazy and they didn't give a shit about their families. Oh, Dan, you're just Amish. Yeah, I wish I was Amish. Man, they really did figure it out, I think. Fucking English. Anyways, I don't know if the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed. I mean, part of me thinks it could be open. Part of me thinks it could be closed. Part of me thinks it's probably open. Part of me thinks it's probably closed. Part of me thinks it is in reality a passageway, kind of like the stargates they talk about on the late night radio show. They're hiding stargates in Iraq that'll lead us way back in time to meet our amphibian ancestors and tell them, go back into the sea. There's nothing to see here. Move along. Goodbye, amphibians. Go back into the sea. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to be here. You'll build a condo and you'll die alone and get eaten by cats. Go back into the sea, amphibian. I would build a time radio just to send that message back a couple hundred million years. Go back into the fucking sea, baby. Yes, I know there's giant scorpion monster bullshit. Yeah, I know there's going to be all those killer dolphins. It's not like they're so great now. They're just creepy. Yeah, I know about the giant super killer sperm whales. That's some type of bullshit. I know about all the giant sharks. I know about Jurassic Parks. And all the movies that you get. I know about all of it. But I don't know if the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed. I don't know. I speculate that it could be open in the way that, well, a person's heart can be open. Okay, there, we can go with that, yeah. Sometimes your heart's open to new things and new people, okay? Sometimes it's closed. And that can happen really quick. Like all of a sudden you're saying, I'm open, the oil moving, baby. You gotta get this oil moving, otherwise people are gonna starve to death. But sometimes you say to yourself, oh fuck, why are these assholes killing people in Lebanon? Fuck you, it's closed, my heart is closed. Sometimes your heart is open. Sometimes your heart is closed. Sometimes the strait is open. Sometimes the strait is closed. Do you understand that your heart is open? Sometimes your heart is open. Sometimes your strait is closed. Sometimes your strait is open. Sometimes your heart is closed. Do you understand what I'm saying, baby? A about your monkey heart. Sometimes it's open. Sometimes your heart is closed off to everybody. You don't want to talk to anybody. You're keeping it buried deep inside because you're ashamed and angry and you're just moody and you don't give a fuck. Sometimes your heart is fucking closed. Don't give your money to strangers if they live far away. I don't think you should give your money to strangers anyway, but if they live far away and they can afford to contact you, then maybe they got money. It's like the 1-900. Don't call it. Even if the commercial's really freaking cool on USA Up All Night with Gilbert Gottfried, don't call the 900 number because nothing good can come of it. You're just going to get charges. Your parents will be upset. Why did you call a phone number that costs 50 bucks? You say, Mom, because I'm just tired of this square life and I got to get away from it all for a day. And I'll be back for the meatloaf from Boston Market. But yeah, maybe Boston Market and your heart and the Strait of Hormuz, sometimes they're open, sometimes they're closed. Sometimes, you know, they're making money and sometimes they're bankrupt. Okay? Today, your heart might be open. The Strait of Hormuz might be open. It also might be closed. In terms of the practical reality of a Strait of Hormuz that either could be open or closed, let's just be blunt about that. It would take a lot of faith and simulation theory and membrane theory and other types of multiverse theory to see anything good about a global level of orchestrated psyops. I mean, I don't know that there's any good interpretation of that. You could say, well, maybe they're just getting us ready for one world government and fine, but that's going to be god-awful. And I don't think it's going to be that. I mean, I'm not saying that they won't maintain their own kind of control, but they'll do it where they can. If the ship is sinking, they're going to get off the ship. And I hate to break it to you, brothers and sisters, but you are on a sinking ship right now. It's not the end of the world. There might be islands to jump onto. It is the great discontinuity. Anything can, should, and will happen. History is unstuck. But in terms of the petrodollar empire, best case scenario, that ship is sinking. It's over. We could become a republic again, right? That should have worked in the first place, right? So maybe it could work again, maybe. I honestly can't tell you. I lost my faith in that framework a long time ago. But if you believe in a free republic America, then that might get a shot again. That could happen. But only if this empire of lies goes away. And I don't think it's going to be helpful to blame any one group of people, but let's be honest, I do not think the state of Israel is our friend. That's a nice way of putting it. In fact, if we could just rid ourselves of that relationship altogether, we would be better off. And as far as magical words go, whether the magical word is McDonald's or the Holocaust, these are magical words. These words are designed to take away your ability to think. They've been imbued with all sorts of taboo and control. And if you use these words, you have to use them in reverence. It sounds absurd, but it's true. I can't think of a brand that has bigger name recognition than the Holocaust. And you know what, folks? Like most things in human history, there could be truth to that story, but it's not the truth I was raised on. And then that truth was used to justify further destruction and further murder. And when you begin to understand that, when you have this idea that there's something wrong with a bulldozer running over Rachel Corrie, for example, then you kind of see through that word that it's used to justify a lot of stuff right now. It's used to justify monstrous stuff, and it's been used that way since the beginning. So, who knows what that word really means? Is the Strait of Hormuz open? Is it closed? Is it open? Is it closed? Open. Knock on the door. Knock on the door. Knock on the door. Hey, Strait, are you open or closed? Can you fry me up some fried chicken and all that oil? Extra oily. Yeah. Is it open or closed? And I know it seems crazy to just talk about that, you know, and nothing else, right? And I'll accept the crazy. You can blame me for the crazy, but don't be too harsh. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. You can be a lot of things. So indeed, it is June the 20th, 2026. It's almost 3 p.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula on a Saturday. If you can believe it, officially summer starts this weekend. Get out your bathing suit. Head down to that beach. Ignore the flesh-eating bacteria. A great white shark is deciding to take the turn from the tip of the peninsula into the strait. Is the strait open? Is the strait closed? Will that great white keep following its ugly nose? It's coming for you. That great white shark will hit West Beach near Deception Pass in July. People will scream as the great white starts attacking, and it's going to be horrible. And people will say, well, why didn't somebody say something? And people will not know. Is the Strait of Juan de Fuca open or closed to great white sharks? Is the Strait of Hormuz open or closed to oil trade? Or any other type of trade, and I just don't know. But we'll find out at the worst Danish moment possible. And only because of the dread Danish and what Denmark has done to humanity for all time shall all the curses, there are exactly 952 curses against Denmark. All of them have been established through history, and these curses stand. Have a great rest of your Saturday, even if you're Danish.